Thank you for tuning in to Prevailing Word Broadcast. This message is presented by Reverend Ibu Hassan, the head pastor of Prevailing Word Chapel. Enjoy this insightful kingdom living message.
Today I'm going to share with you a message entitled Rescue the Perishing.
Na anepe asomenye obechan de enwa na wo yo no ye begehon.
Rescue the perishing.
And wanna worry your warha, ye be jwan.
There are people who are perishing financially.
Nko fubi wa wa oye sika fam worry yo.
Others are perishing in terms of their family lives.
Binum so wa wona ebusiem no warha.
Some are perishing politically.
Ibinum so wa ya amamma munsam so won so warha.
And some are perishing spiritually.
So suma fam so ibinum warha damara.
My focus is on those who are perishing spiritually.
Na ameze menyu otimo wona sunsuma fam no warha no.
And that's why the psalmist or the hymnist is telling us to rescue the perishing and care for the dying.
Inti na jomto funo arshe hin crying there. And wona warha no yanji won na wona wo wu no so yanji won.
We're going to be reading our text from the book of Luke chapter 15 verses 8 and 9.
Luke nitsudenum ni yim awatwe na kono.
Rescue the perishing, care for the dying. Jesus is merciful. Jesus will save. When I was in secondary school, one day there was one of my senior students, one of my seniors, who was very hungry.
Secondary school, na mi senior pa.
And he didn't have anything in his chop box.
Box.
So he began to sing at the top of his voice in the dormitory. Rescue the perishing, care for the dying. Jesus is merciful. He needed garri and milk and sugar to soak.
Na no here garri in a milk in a sitre. Na ozaye bibie zo sanda no orha.
He said he was perishing.
What's no orha?
And I don't remember if somebody rescued him.
Na menke so bi jeneza.
I don't remember. I think he was ignored. And sometimes we ignore people when they are crying around us spiritually, rescue me please, I need help. Are you at Luke?
I was Luke.
If you are there, please stand up on your feet with me. Let us read our text for the day. Either what woman having 10 pieces of
silver,
if she loses one, will he not light a candle and sweep the house? And seek it diligently until she finds it. And when she has found it, she will call her friends and neighbors together. And tell them, rejoice with me. For I have found the peace which I had lost. May God add this blessing to his word in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Proverbs chapter 20, verse 27. I'm giving you five verses. It will go with the 5 points I have for today. Proverbs 20, 27. Mark chapter 5, verses 19 and 20. Luke chapter 19, verse 10. Luke chapter 19, verse 10. Number 4, Joel 3 and 14. Joel 3 and 14. And finally, Psalm 51 verses 12 and 13. Psalm 51 verses 12 and 13. Precious Holy Spirit, let the breaking forth of your word bring light and the burden for lost souls over us, and bless us because we came. We vow to give you all the glory as always. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Now, Jesus told the parable of a woman who had a coin that was lost. And she looked for it with a lot of effort. And Jesus told this parable linking human beings to a coin with a very valuable thing in this life.
Na Jesus kada ma semi na ozinpa bata oyɛ coin ho oyɛ biblia ohiahia pa.
Now when you are particularly broke, every bit of money you have is important.
Na se sike biara nyu ho a wo 5 pesos sipo ohiahu.
Are you here with me?
Ewa ha.
This is where people fight over trotro mate, over little coins. It becomes a major issue because there isn't much money in their pockets.
Eyi na se afoka na se oka won sesa kakra bi po a mate ina fa ma wa na asama ba.
I want you to know that God is particular about every single soul in Sekendi Takoradi who is listening to me on the broadcast. God is particular about every one of them. If they are lost souls, God is looking out for them.
The minute na all years can do to cry the man to maha obiara why her biara Jesus Christ or should the mean for chrono.
The whole world over, if there is only one lost soul found somewhere on an island somewhere, Jesus will still have come to die for that lost soul.
Now you are funding in a on for baby the mean for crope or share Jesus Christ and call baby boo.
The first thing this woman who had lost her coin did was to light a candle.
Now as those the Canada mommy here in the also can there.
And if you are going to be able to save a lost soul, you must have light in your hand. You must have light in your heart. And there must be an illumination that you can make use of. Now, the Bible says in Proverbs chapter 20, verse 27, that the spirit of the man is the candle of the Lord.
Na Bible ka wo Proverbs da nyimpa ne sunsum ono ye kanze ya ohsana abrabom.
So if your spirit is dull when it comes to losing and winning souls, you are not going to be able to win the soul.
Inti sa wo sunsum atu mun sa wa aboto a ofa da ye be
So one of the things God will be doing among us this morning will be to light up your spirit. I said to light up your spirit. Say to your spirit or the soul within you, lighten up right now.
Oh,
you see, in the olden days, they used candles.
Well, they used a candle.
In our day, civilization and science has brought us more powerful lights than the candle.
Na enem briya ye wo me candle dey on ta ye enta newspaper so na kania o shem papa papa oho.
And we have grown to darkness so much because of the blessing we have from light.
Na obiara nyiwa so opesum o sanda e kanaba nyenyen shire bi fim.
Are you listening to me?
It's a man.
Sometimes we are more particular about the light in our bedrooms when our spirits are in serious doom so.
Now also say bia what can say ya roho oyen ye o na so can dey no way na come me no and oyon shadan ha oyen papa.
And whilst electricity company or the government and telling them give us the light, your soul is telling you that look, I am in serious darkness, light me up as well.
Wa bra wo light ehin nyina yer kasa na ye ha he no the man na yesu smote ye musu ka chen hen dey ma su mi nyan kan dey ni bi.
Sometimes you have to talk to your soul or your spirit.
O de bi o dey nyu sunsum na wo kasa.
David said, my soul, why are you cast down?
David is sema kra na bente na abutu yi.
And you must say to yourself, my soul, why don't you care for lost people?
O de ka che wo kra da ma kra bozu na da kra wo hira no mo wonyo do wo ho.
Because we illustrated last week that look, your car will not get to heaven. Your salary will not get to heaven. Your education will not get to heaven. Your husband, if he doesn't live for Christ, he's not going there with you. At that point, the two shall be divided. Are you listening to what I'm saying? There will be cutting asunder of husband and wife if one doesn't believe in Christ. And it's for real. They'll be sleeping on the same bed. One will be taken away. The other will be left. He may think that he's going to the washroom only to realize that, look, the washroom is empty. All the doors are locked. But the of the husband is not there. May that be your experience in this life.
Amen. Now, when the rapture comes. Or they have bombazina there, a crab walker no, Yabo bombazina, I should show one. Now, about to my banade, Ebiano Kuna Wada, Nancy and Coupon Shum Bruno San, about to my for Kuno, about to my fire, our body may be away quick, a cranaso, Abashano, no new crabium.
There were people, missionaries. See, the word missionary is not familiar to present day Christians.
These
were people who left their own homelands, left their families. Some of them even decided that for the work of God, they will marry. And they came down to West Africa to come and preach to us and share with us the word of God. These people had strong passion for the work of God. When they look at some of us today, even some of us ministers or pastors, they will weep seriously over our heart. How our hearts hardened towards lost souls.
Now, so what's now? One of us and them ringing, and I wash hand a soft weeper and show you a warrior. But who ye, Papa?
One of them said, Christ alone can save the world, but Christ cannot save the world alone.
Now, a chronos that Christ now could say, but to my GVAs and answer now could say, soon to me GVAs and cutting.
His name was David Livingston.
David Livingston, Okadamase.
He did so much for the Lord. And these people are highly honored in heaven today. What is going to be your wealth or your reward in heaven when we get there? David Livingston also says something interesting.
Now, Sir David Sanka Sembi.
In fact, one of them, before I come to David Livingston, one of them said that, may my heart be broken by the things that break the heart of God. Another one said, will it not be sad when we use all our time to watch television and wash dishes and go to the market and move up and down in all our banks? Will it not be sad when we do all these things but we don't have time to pray for lost souls? That's the question he asked.
Dear
church members, there is work to be done. There are around us who are lost. There are souls around us who are crying. And they are crying for us to rescue them. They are asking that we should rescue them from perishing. And God had only one son.
Jesus,
he did not make him a doctor, if you like. He did not make him a lawyer, if you like. He did not make him a president, if you like. And all these things are good. There's nothing wrong with them. But when God had to choose one clear profession that he wanted his son to be in, he made him a missionary. He sent his son all the way from heaven, and he came long distance to earth, to a place very badly developed. If you go to heaven, I tell you, this earth, apparently the poshest place on this earth is like a serious underdeveloped area in Ghana.
Now, I saw the baby from heaven. There's a heaven to assassin one. And we don't have people do ababa.
His son was a king up there. They were worshipping him up there. But the father sent him. The question was that, who will go for us? Who shall I send? And there was silence in heaven for 1 hour. And John, when he saw this revelation, he began to cry. But an elder said to him that, don't weep, because the lion of the tribe of Judah has been able to break the seal, and he's able to do the will of God. I want us to know that when God had an only son, he made him a missionary. There must be something so important about sharing the message with people who don't know Christ. It must be the greatest source of wealth. I think spiritually. I think.
Abra na John Rusuno Peinibi or Pran no catch no monsoon or sand there. Dear Mujatano, was one of the umbra, no bay in penfin how, nanaba breast name. Let me just say, you may be a why ya by ya, Ozzy, you never share, Ozzy Shabba Brahena, only a day about your crammy ras.
I've said all this to light your spirit up a little bit.
Mark at a master me, I'm a usun smear Kenya, no one can cry.
The second thing that the woman did was done with the light, she swept the room.
okita kanzi anu opredem ho nyina.
What does it mean to sweep?
Abazina ochira de yiman pra.
It means to make a long smooth movement over a long area.
Ya pra onyina yimesa ya pra efa mana na de shubibi we chechechechi ezibenyim.
Some people don't know how to sweep.
Ibinu nyim mesa wo pra.
When they are sweeping, they sweep like this. But if you are sweeping with the broom, it has to be like this. Not the tip. It has to lie down like, and you make a long, smooth over a wide area. When we send you to go and win soul, the lost souls, you tell us, oh, pastor, there is nobody to be won. Have you made the long, smooth movement over a wider? You say yes. When we come, we see unbelievers around you happily giggling, forgetting that they are on slippery places.
Na said Amara in a Yazifa a crown one yabaka say yabana yakade oh ebiana a crown one chain now wajun so wajun. Now so yabashano nan kwafubiti to one chana the monk of funing now when you mirror.
Say to yourself, there are no unbelievers around me.
I saw baby a matinazo bia ya believer.
Watch carefully,
Shaniye.
Because when you think you have swept, lift up the table and you may realize that there's something under there that you can handle.
Shaniye o sanda abro aya oda apre ye papa ponpon ebo shen epon asewan na bibi kakogo ho.
You search for souls in a long way. You don't do it once and stop. It has to be a long brush.
I say shusha akra onyaza ye bibi kakra na ejai oda shasifi eje che na eye nka akra.
And you have to develop that smooth movement. You see, and the more you try to save souls, the more skillful you become at it. And it has to be over a wide area. That is what happened in Mark chapter 5, verse
19.
You know the story of the gathering demoniac, a man who had a legion of demons in him. When Jesus had cast out the devil, the man said, Jesus, I want to follow you. I want to be with you. You see, there are some people, you must not leave them to go. You must stick and stay with them. But Jesus said to the man in verse 19, go to your friends and tell them how great things the Lord has done for you.
Now Jesus catch another there. Kwa yanku fuho. Na kwana kakacha wan aza kasa yankupon ayamo.
He was supposed to do his what?
Friends.
Friends. And tell them what?
What the Lord has done.
What the Lord had done for them. Do you know what the Lord has done for you? That's why I like the song that the singer sang.
Incident you imagine to funo to menu a jehono.
Muwa yesu amuwa zinara. Aw yesu. Ohin Yesu, esmo buchin asinyinara. If I have you, I have everything.
See,
and that revelation, that this light, it has to dawn intensely on you, and you'll be so content in this life.
Are
you listening to me?
Yes.
So the woman took, or the man went to his friends and he began to share with them what the Lord had done for him. And then he went beyond his friends. Because he preached in his own city and then he went to the next city, that is metropolis. He went to the third city. He went to the fourth city. He went to the fifth city. And he went to the sixth city. He kept sweeping like that. He went to the seventh city. And the eighth and the ninth. And he ended at the tenth city. The Bible says he preached in Decapolis. Deca is 10. He preached in 10 cities. Jesus said, go and tell your friends. He went way beyond it. This is a long brush with a broom over a wide area. That's sweeping. Reach out. So the first point was the woman lit a light. Secondly, she did what? swept. She swept the house.
Na mozi kanyi na mami oso kanzia otodebie ino oprefie ho.
Number three. She sought diligently for the coin. If you don't seek for souls, you will not find them. A casual attitude toward lost sinners wouldn't bring them to Christ. Having lightness concerning the bad situation of lost sinners is offensive to Jesus Christ. There was one Christian like that. His name was Asaph. He saw unbelievers prospering. And the believer was envious at the unbeliever. In fact, the Bible says that he said to himself, it is useless to serve God. Because he looked at them and they seemed to be advancing and prospering in leaps and bounds. And
Israel,
when I considered them, I was envious of the wicked. But then I entered into the church. He said, I entered into the sanctuary of God. And then and there understood I their end. You understand the real condition of an unbeliever in the church. In the church, we show you that there is hellfire for those who reject Christ. What about those who don't hear about Jesus at all? Will they also go to hell? The Bible says God has a way of judging such people. So I'm not going to answer that question for you. But God is a loving God. And He's a just and fair God. But we must preach the gospel. See, when you see companies going around with their company flyers soliciting for customers, the church must do more.
When
you see companies advertising on television, the church must do more for lost souls.
We
must seek diligently for the lost souls, otherwise we will not find them. One day I was watching a film. And there was a man who was piloting a small plane with two young boys, a boy and a girl. They flew over the ocean or the waters. At a point they were over the forests. And there they crashed. The pilot had a bruise on his head. And he became unconscious. The children were conscious. But he was unconscious. How can such an unconscious man be helped if somebody doesn't go seeking diligently? Because he cannot talk. He cannot call. He cannot say, I'm here. So the children went out trying to get somebody to come and help. And they flew a plane over a big area trying to locate the broken pieces of this aircraft. Somebody had to come seeking how? Diligently.
This
is why the woman with the candle was sweeping and she was looking, because a coin can go and land in an obscure place. Some small hole, it can go and land in between two, you know, legs of a table. Keep seeking.
Young
I said keep seeking. Because this is how you are going to be rich towards God. Are you listening to me?
Yes.
So number one was that the woman what?
Light a candle.
She lit a candle. Number two was what? She swept the whole house. Not part of the house. Number three is what? She sought diligently. And Luke chapter 19 verse 10 says that Christ came to seek and to save that which was lost. If Christ came to seek and to save that which was lost, then depend on Christ to show you where the lost souls are.
And it's a Christ bed or wash a share. No, why Jim or Warren on Qua? But must not be a bit similar. No, why change and one hour walk her.
You see, the Bible says that the person who wins a soul is wise.
Bible says, now, Oja crown quano on your answer.
So sometimes let a tract do the talking for you.
What is a beer? Oh, yeah, and can't tell what can I mean? I'm getting to what we from Obi.
Sometimes let a statement just give one statement and leave the person. One of my friends went to preach to a half caste many years ago. This half caste was a serious weed smoker.
And
he told him, you must be born again. You must be born again. I remember. The guy went to sleep. And he could not sleep that night. He was struggling with the statement, you must be born again. Another friend of mine also went to preach to his friend, a fellow sixth former. The Holy Spirit visited the guy on his bed. And threw him off his bed onto the floor. He had to become born again. I said he had to become born again. So speak the word only. Just say the word and tell the Holy Spirit, you came to seek and to save that which was lost. Wrestle with him until he gets born again.
Amen.
If you've not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this prayer after me. Dear Lord, I repent of my sins. Please come into my heart and make you my Lord and personal Savior. Thank you for forgiving and accepting me as your child. If you have no place of worship, I wish to formally invite you to worship with us on Sundays at 8 a.m. at the Prevailing Word Chapel, located 3 minutes drive from the St. Peter's International School. Come and be blessed.
These books were written by Reverend Ibuasan.
Family Matters, Counseling with Skill, Elders Ministry, Helps Ministry, and True Love are all available at Red Crest Bookshop, Sego Junction, and Expressions Gift and Catch Shop next to UBA Bank, Takrani. Lord, I love this.